Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
If it was hard, I'd quit tomorrow. So good morning, good afternoon, good day, and good evening from the Stan and Shen Show. I am without the primary co-host. Shen has been called out of town, but very excited to have first-time co-host, co-host in waiting, Eden Stratton with me.
Hi.
Staffer and covering the western portions of our coverage area, publications. What do you think? What do we call it?
You can say western areas, Fulton County.
Fulton County, yeah. And then dipping in when needed. So, again, another staffer we've dragged in here on a guest basis, but today happy to be on a co-host basis. So for people that don't know you, how did you get to lovely Schenectady and this big family that we call the Daily Gazette?
Oh, gosh. How much time do you have? So
we're not on a time limit. So we're good.
So I grew up in a teeny tiny farm town in southern Illinois, Waterloo, if any of your listeners would like to Google it. Grew up there and then decided that I wanted to study journalism and political science at Syracuse University. Just, you know, try to get, you know, better lay of the land, meet new people that aren't from Monroe County, Illinois. Completed my 4 years there and then moved out here to get my first big kid job. And I've been loving it ever since.
Okay. So I think we need the email for your guidance counselor, because when you said journalism and poli sci,
listen, I know a lot of journalism and poli sci majors, and we all have a certain personality. Yes.
So you've been here now, how long, when did you join?
I joined in November of last year, so we're going on 6 months, I think. Okay. So I'm still pretty freshly minted.
Gotcha. And you've done a lot out in Fulton County, and then you are the Saturday go-to.
Mm-hmm.
What have you liked best so far?
Oh, gosh. I mean, anything breaking news where I kind of have to speed out to a scene or something like that, you know, that always, you know, gets me going, right? I've been enjoying covering local politics out there. There's lots of development projects in the works out in Fulton County in regards to wind and solar. And I know that they're pretty controversial, but it also makes them very fun to report on. So, yeah, I've been enjoying that so far. I've been enjoying being the go-to Saturday reporter. It means I get to cover things that I don't normally get to cover out in Schenectady and other areas. So, yeah.
Cool. And then, you know, heading into the podcast up until 2 hours ago, we thought you and I'd be tag team in Wingfest.
Yes.
Out in Amsterdam, because I know you had fun at Soup Fest.
Oh, I loved Soup Fest. I quite selfishly did try a few samples, but it was such a fun event to cover. Anything that Amsterdam's tourism department does, I think that they put it on really well, gets the residents to come out and have a good time. So it's always very, very fun to cover stuff like that.
So this weekend is Wingfest in Amsterdam. And you're not going to be there.
I am not, because I'm the breaking news reporter on Saturdays. Again, I love it, but it's a give and take. I can't go to Wingfest. So
I will catch up with you.
Yes.
Because we have news duty, and I did say duty, early before. Well, you know, we're out there before noon. Wingfest kicks off at 1. You could do a drive-by, come over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
I might be able to swing it.
All right. So While Eden will not be able to make Wingfest officially, possibly a drive-by, I had the opportunity earlier today to talk to two people that are very involved not only in Montgomery County politics, past and present, but also in Wingfest and also Earth Day coming up that Montgomery County and the City of Amsterdam will be celebrating. So I had a great sit down and a blast once again with Michelle Pollack, with Tourism Marketing and Rec, and then also the former Montgomery County executive, Bob Pertel, who is now lovingly referred to, and I handed it to him in the moniker of Citizen Pertel, who was wonderful talking about Earth Day in the City of Amsterdam. So here is that dynamic duo. All right. So we have just not recorded probably the best 30 minutes of audio that will never be heard of outside of the Amsterdam City Council chambers. So hopefully, we did talk about FBI files. So hopefully somebody won't find out about this.
Right.
But we're in the middle of a good week so far. We have the lovely Michelle Pollack with us once again from Amsterdam
Tourism Marketing and Rec. You can just say TMR.
Okay.
City TMR.
Okay. And we are also fortunately joined by our new celebrity, who has a new moniker given to him by me, Citizen Bob, our Citizen Pertel. Bob Pertel, who we've known and seen everywhere throughout Montgomery County through his time in politics for decades?
A little over a decade.
Okay, a little over a decade. Okay. We're gray, so that's why we automatically go with the decades. So we're here once again to talk fun. I'm here in Amsterdam. Shen got called out of town, so she'll be in Syracuse this week, but hopefully back with us next week. But back again with Michelle to talk about another fest in Amsterdam. And this weekend is the awesome, mouth-watering, mouth-burning last year for me, Wingfest.
Wingfest, yeah.
So how excited are you for Wingfest? Anything new? Anything fun? What do you do on Wingfest?
I am very excited for Wingfest. This is probably one of my—and I always say they're all my favorite events— because I have to say that, right? But this has to be one of my all-time favorite events because it was a new event that was brought up to the city. We've grown it immensely. We started with maybe 8 businesses, and now we're up to past 20 with over 30 different wings to try and sample and cry because they're so hot. we have added new restaurants, new bars. Legendary Temple down on East Main Street has 2 wings that they're going to be offering. And you know what is so great is when you walk in, you're like, I didn't even know this was here. It is a beautiful bar. There's pool tables in there. They have activities. They are going to do wing themes. They have games that you can go and try out. The place is amazing. And I suggest to everybody to please stop down there because the food is delicious. So you can't go wrong. And then also we have, you know, the brewery is going to be open. Definitely stop by the Rockton area because like we always say, Rockton is rocking. You know, we have the Rockton House, who is our major title sponsor. He will be doing his medium wings and he actually won the first few years. And then last year was the first year that Shorty's came in and took the gold from him. So he's coming in hot this year to get that back, that's for sure.
So where are you on wings? Are you a mild? Are you a medium? Are you a hot?
I'm a medium. I can't do hot. I can't. I won't sign any waivers. You will not see me trying any hot wings. I will cry the second I take a bite. I mean, I can't even do medium wings, to be completely honest with you. Okay. So I am. But I like the flavor. Right. So I am super excited to try like the pickleback wings from Rug City, the Bloody Mary wings from Anthony's. Yes, Anthony's. I had to double check, make sure that was right. And I'm super excited for like the sticky wing, too. I'm all about the honey hots and stuff like that. So I do like that. But waivers? No, you will not see me signing any of those.
Yeah, I was on the fence if I was one and done, and my wife said, no, you're done. After last year with Dan and Line Street.
Well, even when you walked in, and Dan is, he's going back for that honey hat, or not the honey hat, I'm sorry, the ferocity. Did I say that right?
Yeah, the ferocity. It's...
And when you walked into his restaurant, your eyes literally started, you would cry because it was so, just the smell got to you.
Yeah, it's a nuclear wing.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, as much pain as I was in so quickly, the only thing that got me through that may have kept me alive was the amount of laughter from Dan and his hearty laugh of just watching me turn purple.
Yeah.
And then that was a test. And then I come back on Saturday and then you got people plowing through 10 in a contest. And I'm like, you're absolutely kidding me right now.
And that contest was awesome. How amazing was that contest?
That was hilarious. So great.
Yeah.
So great. So is this like happy coincidence that we have Saturday as Earth Day?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this should fall under like Mother's Day. Every day should be Earth Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. But you can actually earn your way to Wing Fest by participating in Earth Day.
Yes.
And raking and cleaning and painting and making Amsterdam continuously beautiful, not beautiful again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Citizen Pertel, who has participated in, I've been doing this now, this will be my fifth year, so I've probably seen you at least four Earth Days out and about. And so what's your connection to Earth Day and what do you have planned?
Well, Earth Day in Amsterdam started about 20 years ago with Mayor Anne Thain. She was looking for a way to improve the vision of Amsterdam, you know, what people saw from 30,000 feet. I helped her out. She next year made me the chairman of the spring cleanup. And we used to have it here at City Hall. People would come and we'd have a good time and they'd go out, pick up garbage, drop it off in a big pile. We would take a picture. Great. It was great. But then we noticed there's a change in Amsterdam. We noticed that our streets were clean. We noticed that our streams were clean and our parks were clean. So, unfortunately, Anne Thain lost the next election. Similar to me, she became Citizen Thain, not to be confused with Citizen Kane. So, no one was there to keep it going. So I think Joe Emanuel was the mayor at that time, and I approached him and I said, look, we need to continue this. It's not a political event. This is our community. We want to make it better. So, it's been 20 years, and we've picked up probably 40 tons of trash. When we started, we were picking up tires and car fenders and couches, and now we're picking up cigarette butts, newspapers, and, of course, political signs. And so it's come a long way. And it's just a good feeling. And we make it a party. We have food. We have drinks. We have entertainment. This year, we're going to have popcorn by chance. Can you believe it?
Now, that's just... This is the first time, right? It's the first time we're having
the first event of Big Red Popcorn Company.
We're so excited to be the first too.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm gonna eat so much popcorn.
And that's what we
gotta save room for the wings, but I'm gonna eat a lot of popcorn.
Well, that's just it's popcorn a palate cleanser? I mean, is this? Do we need to have that along the route? Throwing it out there as a palate cleanser. As you've gone to this new endeavor, as we kid in the office say, things are popping for Pertel. So just real quick, just how did the popcorn thing come about? I know you talked to Tyler A. McNeil about it, but...
Well, the popcorn cart started in 1985 when I worked for a company in Canajoharie. We had five factories, and I was the director of facilities. And my boss was an old Irish guy from Boston, and he just liked doing crazy things to make money. So he bought his son a $26,000 popcorn cart. It was a replica, and they would go to Faneuil Hall and sell popcorn. And, you know, the profit margin was good. It was fun. You got to see people. And my job, of course, was transporting the popcorn cart from Canjoharie to Boston to Syracuse to wherever. And it's just a very romantic thing. And when everybody thinks of popcorn and I tell them about it, they say, you know, when I was a kid, my parents used to bring us up to Northville, and there was a popcorn wagon up there. It was this red thing. So it's a love affair. Is it a business? That's not my main thing. My main thing is to enjoy life and enjoy people and, you know, do good things. So it's going to be fun.
All right. So the first Big Red event coincides with Earth Day. For your appearance, thank you. Earth Day and Wing Fest. And what else, Michelle, do we have after this? Because your dance card, as they say, is full.
Yeah.
So we're going to roll out. So so we have Earth Day. Our time for Earth Day is
8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can come right to Veterans Park, lower parking lot. We will have a list for you of places where you need to go. If you don't know where to go, kind of our high population of where we see litter around the city. Come and have breakfast. Like Bob said, there's breakfast, sausage, then come back. Bring your trash, or you can contact us and we can pick up the trash. Whatever is easiest for you. We want to make it as easy as possible for everybody. Then come back, have some free hamburgers and hot dogs and goodies. There'll be face painting, there'll be popcorn, and it's just going to be a great day. And Earth Day cleanup is also one of my favorite events, not just because Bob's here, but it really makes a difference and you see it. And I think, like Bob has stated, before we were picking up beds, couches, people actually take a lot of pride in doing this. And it's just a great day to get everybody out and enjoying the beautiful weather. You know, it's going to be a nice day. Hopefully the rain stays away. But don't let that deter you either, right? Come. There's stuff for everybody to do. We have to thank, you know, all of the businesses who are pitching in. People are going to be, the Sentinel's going to be there. They're going to be cleaning up in their area. St. Mary's is going to be down there cleaning up in their area. MVP Healthcare is coming out to help us clean up. Sticker Mule will be out helping cleaning up. We're having everybody come out and just to take pride in your property, clean up around your property if you don't want, you know. And we see up to it. On top of it, they will do it the entire week. So, and we're out picking stuff up. So if you can't do it on Saturday and need to do it on Monday throughout the week, we'll still come get our garbage.
And then soon as you burned off all those calories and you have that calorie deficit,
then we're going to try to
hit the streets.
Hit the streets.
In that aspect.
And we're going to have live music. You know, there's live music at Sharpshooters, live music at Rockton. At Lion Street, Creekside. And also, if you're tired of the wings, there's also, you can go to Tumans for chicken wing soup. You can go to Second Act Spirits for buffalo chicken dip with their amazing cocktail specials that they have up there. And also the PAV is going to do chicken soup as well. But on top of that, they're going to have other goodies and everything too. So it's going to be a great day. And it's a great way to, like I said, support our businesses. That's why we do it. We want them. We want to show people what we have here. You don't have to travel far to enjoy great food. Come right to the city of Amsterdam.
Do you like, just throwing out late, but do you like, we always think wings and beer and things like that in the fall and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you like having Wing Fest early, this time of year? Is it just, does it kind of like help kick off? I mean, we have spring fling and everything like that, but.
Yeah, because it gets people outside. I think people have been inside for so long. You know, it's been a long, long winter. Luckily, St. Patrick's Day Fest was a beautiful day where everybody came out. But Wing Fest is to get everybody outside, to get everybody. And that's like with cleanup day, I would say, too, right? It's getting everybody in that mood to get out there, clean up your property, and then go and enjoy a beautiful day at our city restaurants. And then next up is our Spring Fling, first big outdoor vendor event. And I think that just gets people, you know, excited for what's to come.
All right. So it hasn't been announced, but have you been officially nominated as Queen of Fest City? Because that was the conversation for last time we got together, was Amsterdam being known as Fest City. So, I mean, it does kind of need a face and things like that. So I didn't know if that was something, a different campaign you may look to run.
Maybe. Maybe I should nominate Rob Spagnuolo to be the King of Fest City, right?
So, I mean, it would work. The King and Queen. You look great on posters.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we'll have to ask.
You want to know what, though? I would say we are Fest City Queen and Kings are all of our sponsors.
This is true.
Because they are the reason, like Bob and Rockton House, we could not do these events without them and their support. Bob has, Bob makes my life easy for spring cleanup because I don't have to do much. He does it all. He is a rock star. What are we calling him? What's your name?
Citizen Pertell.
He does cleanup day. I just do all the marketing. We do all the marketing aspects of it. Same with Wingfest. Rockton House, they have helped us out so much. He has done so much to make this event what it is today. So I would say that our sponsors are the ones that should be the kings and queens.
Well, with that said, we can't forget, like with the spring cleanup, we have a lot of great contributors to that.
Yeah.
Faye Yogurt donates 35 cases of yogurt, which we give out to people in the morning. We give out sausage sandwiches. Amen Soup Kitchen has been fantastic. They're always involved. They help us out. They have volunteers. They donate some stuff. We use their truck. They're just a wonderful group of people. Bimbo Bakeries always hooks us up with donuts and cookies. And Stewart's or Dunkin' Donuts always helps out. So it's great bringing a community together.
All right. So we're going to ask you a hard question and then an easy question. Okay. First one's the hard one. What are your top four albums for the Stan and Shen show? What are the top four albums for you? Music albums. Show tunes, Bob. Be whatever you want.
Blend Houses of the Holy.
Okay.
Toys in the Attic with
Aerosmith. It's my favorite Citizen right now.
Cheap Trick. Budokan.
Yes.
And the Beatles, the White Album.
All right, let me think about this.
All right.
So this, okay.
Your top four.
My top four. Journey.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't think of the song.
That's okay.
All right, I'm just going to say.
Say four, top four.
Journey.
Yep.
Because love all their songs. You got to do some NSYNC, man.
Okay.
Got to bring back those 90s.
All right.
Every fangirl, you got to do it.
Okay.
In sync for sure. And let's see who else. Bon Jovi.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. You're both hitting my list. Yep.
And number four would be, I got to think, Stevie Miller Band.
All right. Here's the easy one, but it's still hard.
Okay.
We're still debating this in the office, and with Shen, it changes almost on every stop that we do together. Stewart's now has flights of ice cream. Three scoops in a flight, $4.99. What's your three flavors?
Peanut butter panamorium, for sure. Oh, that new, it's really good. The brownie sundae, but it has oh my God, what is it called?
It's like the mudslide.
It is so good.
Yes.
And last but not least, cotton candy ice cream.
Really? Cotton candy. Yes. All right. Citizen Pertell?
That's a tough question for someone that had open heart surgery.
I'm the diabetic. I'm the one asking. I have my three. I can't partake, but.
Rocky Road.
Yep.
That's a good one.
chocolate chip,
okay,
and coffee. The coffee ice cream they had is fantastic.
All right.
It's really good.
As soon as we sign as a sponsor, we'll be back.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much again. We will see you on Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. See you soon.
All right. They were, as you can tell, a blast. They are, it was fun because you have Michelle Pollack, who is now part of the Montgomery County political scene, you know, but still with Amsterdam Tourism. And then you had Bob Pertell, who was very involved in Montgomery County politics and was the former Montgomery County executive. And now he, again, Citizen Pertell. So it was kind of interesting, that dynamic. They've known each other for a long period of time. They have great chemistry together. Bob has time. He could be doing a podcast next week, I'm sure, because he wants to. But one of the reasons, again, why I reached out to you, Eden, is you know, Shen and I did the 4-album, Stole It From Sports, Mount Rushmore, What's Your 4, blah, blah, blah. So and I mentioned this on the podcast when we had it, was your 4 was eclectic, interesting, and my wife Rita went bananas for the bottom 3. The first one, everybody scratched their head. I'm going to give the 3 common things that really got Rita excited. So Rolling Stone, Some Girls. Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. Rita fell off her chair. So, oh my God, I love Eden. And then The Police, Synchronicity. And I was almost remiss, like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't have it. So those are the 3 oldie but goodies, which were in our jam as young people. And then you came up with Jungle and their album, Volcano. And you kind of explained to me Jungle and what it brought. So, knowing I was going to see you today at FMCC and have you on the podcast, I was playing Jungle on the way out to Montgomery County today.
How did you like it?
I was like, I got to tell you. So, I just did the YouTube thing. And yes, I did watch kind of the videos out of my eyes while I was driving. So, the candle just was awesome. 74 was awesome. The music was cool, and it's one of those old guy SNL skits where it's like the head bop shaking, and like I'm in the car, and like somebody's looking at me like going, seizure or music? You decide. But it was like, I'm going to be so old. It was like toe tapping. It was like.
It's groovy.
Yes, it is.
It's really groovy.
It was so groovy. I was actually playing it while I was doing your photos. That took me forever to do. I was playing that just to get back into it. And I love the videos.
Oh, my God.
The dance videos, the choreography. Oh. You just got to, you know, YouTube Jungle and see all those people dance. The group looks so good. It has rap in it, but it's, again, 100 years old. It's rap you can understand, you know? But it was fun. So how do you have Jungle and then you have, like, the 80s anthem, Motley Crue, yeah, bringing the devil into our lives,
mm-hmm,
and keeping Hairspray in supply? How do you get that? How does that range become you?
I mean, it's a good question. So, I mean, when people ask, like, what's my taste in music? And I know I give the classic response, I don't have a taste in music, but I really don't, right? So with the 80s, like, classic rock stuff, you know, like, my dad would be playing, you know, stuff like that in the car. You know, my uncles were, you know, into, like, the hair metal and things like that. So yes, it was something I naturally sort of grew up with.
Raised correctly.
Yes. I was raised right. So I think that was kind of, like, my foundation, right? And, you know, I did band in high school. I played the sax. So, like, I got really into jazz. And ended up playing Barry Sax, which is just a really, really big saxophone.
So that kind of like expanded my taste in jazz a little bit more, started getting into like funk and things like that. And yeah, no, I literally just stumbled upon the album Volcano one day. I think I was like mindlessly scrolling on TikTok and I saw the music video, which I feel like music videos are kind of like a lost art nowadays. Like they were super big in the 80s and 90s, like, you know, but they're just not, people don't pull up music videos necessarily anymore. But I saw the choreography, the dancing, and it's like mesmerizing. And I mean, I don't know, I was just hooked on the album. I think I played it straight through like 15 times in a week. It was so good. And there's this saying us youngins say, it makes your brain go burr. Like it's a feeling.
Brain go burr.
Brain go burr. And that album just like, it's, you never get sick of it. It sounds so good. Like it's like chocolate for your ears. Like you just keep eating it. But I don't know, but it's just
burr for your ears.
Yes.
That is because I had a gala last Tuesday, Overdressed to Impress in Saratoga. Mm-hmm. And that was a great event. And we did a huge gallery and it's got a lot of traction. Everybody looked wonderful. And I said to Shen, I'm like, okay, so if I do this red carpet thing, you know, I've got to say like, okay, you look fabulous, you look wonderful. Mm-hmm. I said, obviously there's, you know, words as a male I'm not going to use and get in trouble. I'm like, what else is out there? Like fabulous, fantastic. And then Shen's like, oh, you just got to say, oh, you ate. And I'm like, what? Oh yeah, you ate. And I'm like, I'm not going to say that.
No, like she ate that up, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's like, you know, she looks stunning down a red carpet and it's like, oh, her outfit ate.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think they need the context
yes.
on that one.
We got to put you into some scenarios and then
okay.
it makes sense.
All right. Then it rolled and it did work out because we had our own family gala on Saturday for the Johanna Foundation, my godson Kyle and his wife Amy and celebrating the Johanna Foundation, everything they've done regarding families and their support of other families that have suffered infant loss. And Noah would have been 11 this year, but it was the 10th that they were celebrating. And we sent photos to Shen because this was like this wardrobe thing had been going on for months for myself and Rita. And just Rita's hair, God bless Bonnie up in Saratoga, her hairstylist. And sent it to Shen, and then like Shen was like, she ate. I'm like, okay, now I get it. Shen said, you ate. The hair looks great. And at the gala, Funk Evolution played. I don't know if you've ever seen them or heard them.
Familiar.
They ate.
They ate.
They ate. And you talk about it, you know, two saxophones, trumpet player, bass, guitar, lead, two singers, drum kit. And they were all over Hangar 745. It was absolutely a show. And it was a ton of music. And I danced. And I swear, every time you go, I'm not going to dance. I can't dance. You know, I shouldn't dance. And I'm out there like for like almost the whole night. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely fantastic. And I think they're playing Frog Alley coming up pretty soon. I said to them, I said, you guys got some big gigs going on. I'd love to have you on the podcast and things like that. And they were formed down here in the Schenectady area. So I'm looking to get in touch with them, but you talk about the Barry Sax. I mean, they're out there with the sax. Everybody's mic'd up, so they got the sax out on the dance floor. They absolutely crushed it. So, you know, seeing them and then watching those videos, I'm like, yeah, this is like, oh yeah, oh yeah. So we gotta play that for the bride, and then we talked about the other question we have, very important to the podcast. Stuart's now offering flights.
Yes.
What's your three ice cream scoops? I believe $4.99 still. What's your flight at Stuart's?
Oh, goodness.
And now how new is Stuart's to you? Because how you've been out, did you come out in November or were you out here before? Or?
I was out here in November. Okay. I had been living in Albany for probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay, so you know Stuart's.
Yeah, I like knew of Stuart's, okay. Right? There aren't, at least to my knowledge, there aren't a lot in Albany.
Gotcha.
So when it was one of my first days here at the office, Shen was like, do you want to go to Stuart's with me? And I was like, who's Stuart and why are we going to his house? So Shen did have to explain to me that this is a gas station. This is not a man's home. So my three, if I would probably be strawberry.
Really? Okay.
Yes. I love a good strawberry.
All right.
And then probably cookies and cream and okay. then mint chocolate chip for diversity's sake.
Okay. The mint chocolate chip, that's in the wheelhouse. That's okay. that's like a that's a specific flavor. I mean, you really got to like it.
Oh,
to
yeah.
To say I want a scoop yeah. of that. I
mean, is mint chocolate chip controversial?
I just don't think, maybe it doesn't get the props it deserves.
Okay, I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, mint chocolate chip, you're like, all right, how were you raised? So you had to be, you had to have like a breadth of ability to taste different ice cream to be exposed to
yes.
mint chocolate chip.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you think the old Neapolitan, you know, mm-hmm. Neapolitan, you know, the strawberry, the vanilla, and the chocolate, and we all had that, and that was readily available. You had one or the other. But mint chocolate chip's kind of like a tough one. It's kind of like a, I think that's an ice cream like when you're out.
Ooh, yes.
When you're at the stand, you're at the ice cream stand, and then you see it, you're like, ooh, I want that.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, listen, right? If you told me to go to Stewart's like right now and like I'd probably get cookies and cream and I wouldn't think twice about it. But if like I physically see it and it's like, oh yeah, that sounds like a really, really yeah, good
it's
idea.
Got that
it's got that cool. it factor. It's like it makes you feel special, right? It's not yes. everybody's favorite ice cream.
Exactly.
It's very unique.
Yes, that's I like that. Mint chocolate chip, that's kind of like one of those flyer type of. You got that. So last week we missed the podcast because we had a little bit of good news and then a ton of breaking news.
Oh, my goodness.
For Shen and myself. So everything kind of went crazy and then she was called out of town. So we always like to talk about good news. So last week, obviously, you know, Gin Blossoms, which, you know, you got to go back and now watch YouTube to figure out who's going to play on Broadway for that. What's made you smile? Do you have any good news so far this week?
Oh, gosh. I mean, even today, right, when yeah. we went to FMCC, you know, they're getting a lot of new grant money from the state that's going to, you know, focus on, you know, improving students' mental health and supporting their healthcare program that they've got because we do have a nurses shortage. And it seems like their nursing program is becoming really, really robust. So we always need more nurses, and you know they've got an excellent simulation lab with mannequins that can walk—well, not walk, but they can talk, they can blink. You know, they have vitals. It's pretty high tech stuff. So, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's yeah. wicked cool.
It is really cool.
It is because I've been there to take photos. I think we had somebody else there from the Department of Ed, and I think I've done that kind of tour
mm-hmm.
With those photos, talking to students, and then going through them down through on campus. But yeah, when they talked about a nursing lab, I'm like mm-hmm. thinking the old, you know, earth science, you know, black counter and beakers and some things, and I'm like, nursing lab? And then you see this, mm-hmm. and on that time I was there, they had a couple of nursing students that talked about really that FMCC's program, almost cutting edge.
Yeah, no. And I think that's something that people don't talk about enough with community colleges, right? Is that, you know, community college, you know, can have the same resources as like a four-year college or anything like that. So getting to see like these cutting edge technologies is really fascinating. And in speaking with the nursing students there who are set to graduate in May, so congratulations to them, you know, they seem like incredibly well-spoken, competent individuals that if I ever was hospitalized, I would trust them with my life. But no, these guys, they're, you know, incredibly bright, you know, young people. So, you know, getting to talk with them, I think, was a privilege.
Very good. So we're going to get you out of here on two more questions.
All right.
Okay. One is something I just learned, and I had a conversation with Andrew Pugliese about it.
You can get at people's FBI files.
Oh.
Once they've passed.
Oh.
Whose file would you want? Who do you want to foil?
Ooh, who do I want to foil?
That's passed.
Ugh. Let me think. I mean, I feel like the, you know, most obvious one would probably be JFK.
Okay.
Which is
kind of like we got pretty much a couple thousand pages of black.
Either JFK or hear me out.
Okay.
I don't know if any of these guys have passed yet.
Okay.
But the Secret Service guys who are behind JFK.
On the detail.
On the detail. Because there is this conspiracy theory, and legally, I'm not saying that this happened.
Correct, correct.
For legal purposes, correct. I'm not saying
but,
that this
but,
is
but
the
But you
case.
Went down the Reddit hole.
Well, all I'm going to say is that there is this documentary called The Smoking Gun.
Okay.
And basically, it alleges, with a capital A, is that Lee Harvey Oswald did try to kill JFK. They're not disputing that.
Okay.
They're saying that the shot that killed him came accidentally from the Secret Service detail when they accelerated the detail car. So it kind of like got kicked back, the rifles they had, and that's what did him in.
Wow.
And it explains why the Secret Service acted so weird after he was assassinated.
Wow. All right.
So I'd want to foil those guys. I want to see the incident reports.
All right.
I want photographs. I want it all.
All right. Eden Stratton Goes Deep podcast coming to you soon. Remember those questions you had? They're here to answer them. Okay. Who's your get interview? And there's a couple. I mean,
that's such a hard question. Like my go-to interview, like I could interview anybody.
Right.
I have a couple of controversial ones for sure. Let me think.
And who's been the highlight so far? Who have you met that, who's that, you know, touch greatness?
I mean, I met Chuck Schumer, right? Bigwig out in Congress, which I got to shake his hand and ask him some questions. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And my dad was pretty stoked about that. And ever since, he calls Senator Schumer Chuck. He thinks they're on a first name basis now that I've met him. No, I think like if I could, could it be like from the past?
We can do the dinner, you know, three people, live or dead for dinner. Three people to interview, live or dead, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would probably want to do, probably Cleopatra, because I'm a history nerd.
Oh, okay.
And I would be interested to ask her about her political philosophy.
Okay.
Right. Obviously, JFK. Go swinging back to that.
Okay.
Just because I'd have questions about the Bay of Pigs.
Okay.
I'll do someone now. How controversial can I be?
Amira had like had Kanye on her.
Oh, I would on her love list. To interview Kanye. She's so right. I mean, it's such low hanging fruit, but I have to say Trump. I just, he's such a character.
So just so you know, full disclosure that we have submitted the Stan and Chen show to the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
To be, you know, one of the podcasts available in the White House press corps. So, you know, we're pending.
Pending.
We're pending. So we're pending. My Chuck Schumer story is, and I carry this. This came from the Gazette. Is Chuck Schumer was here locally, Schenectady Station, Fire Station, regarding some funding and things like that. And it was that time of year, and he had, being close to the Capitol, there was some of his Albany, staffers there and several interns. And I was lined up next to his interns, and he was being introduced. And so-and-so the intern. And he comes up to me and I'm wearing my press pass and he goes, "Not the intern." So for a time I'm on X, Stan Hootie was like, #not the intern.
#not the intern.
Chuck Schumer. So that was
so good.
So my wife's a huge fan of Chuck Schumer and things like that. And every, you know, again, my interactions doing this for a long period of time, athletes, coaches, politicians, you know, I've always had the adage that I'm everyone's favorite professor. You start with an A.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just go down.
Exactly.
But you're an A until proven otherwise. And for the most part, you know, Chuck Schumer's, you know, still an A in my book.
Oh, he's still an A in my book, too.
You know.
Yeah.
It's been really good. So so my big one, I don't know if there's anyone that like kind of really, you know, is outstanding and stands out. I mean, I do have a funny story that myself and, you know, John Bon Jovi are, you know, best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife loves to tell that story that I had to turn down tickets to New Jersey, to Rutherford. I had a wedding to go to, but he invited me down and with Rita, and he was very happy with something that came through on him for him and for us at the old place. And then my wife met Hillary Clinton, which is...
Wow, that's impressive.
And you've met Rita like once or twice, but it was at a chamber event many years ago, and I was just standing there petrified. I'm like, this is when my wife's going to get tackled by Secret Service because she's going to hug Hillary Clinton. I go, this is going to be it. This is how everything's going to come down. But she had a great interaction with Hillary Clinton and things like that. So, all right. So you've been in the hot seat.
Yes.
As a co-host. Are you ready that in the event that the current co-host cannot fulfill their duties, are you able to step in, do you think?
And, absolutely. Put me in, coach.
All right.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. All right. So it's Stan and Chen. When she's here, which is most of the time, she'll be back next week. We are going to cover Belmont on Broadway. We're going to have some guests on for there that are anxiously waiting to talk about Belmont on Broadway and those great things. And then if we can at any time, for any reason at all, we're going to have you back.
Amazing. I look forward to it.
And is there any food things that you want to pitch that we can like, this came from Eden, so we really got to do this. Is there like a... Is there a Chick-fil-A controversy in your life, or are you like, yay? I mean, Caesar, are you thumbs up, thumbs down on Chick-fil-A? Or
I gotta say, due to certain political aspects that Chick-fil-A has, I'm morally,
I'm a pass. Okay.
However, you cannot deny that they make a really good chicken sandwich.
All right.
So, but hey, that's just me.
All right. So we're just, it's out there, Chick-fil-A, if you want to sponsor Stan and Chen Show. We're still looking for stewards to come on board. We're talking about your ice cream an awful lot. So, and Chen will take payment in ice cream. So we can just take some gallon coupons and she'll consider that payment in full. So for Chen, she'll be back next week. And for me, good day, good evening, have a great week. And now for Eden Stratton, say bye.
Bye-bye.